USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Americans are bombarded with information concerning the coronavirus outbreak, some sobering news from President Trump. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country, the president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
Despite the virus, more votes will be cast today for the Democratic presidential nomination in some states. Voters will head to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio is scheduled to have a primary today as well, but state officials have ordered polling locations there to be closed because of the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so we'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on the coronavirus as Canada is closing its borders to most non-citizens because of it. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there will be some exceptions made for U.S. citizens.
As the virus continues its spread, we've decided to take increasingly aggressive steps to keep you and your family safe.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul wants tax day to be delayed by 3 months because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Kentucky Republican tweeting yesterday that he wants people to be able to file their taxes by July 15th instead of the current April 15th deadline, and he wants late payment interest and fees waived. Former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he's withdrawing from public life for a while as he enters rehab for alcoholism, announcing it after police recently found him in a Miami hotel room intoxicated with a male escort who is suspected of having overdosed on meth. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks and his wife, actress and singer Rita Wilson, are out of a hospital in Australia after being diagnosed with coronavirus last week. Their son, Chet Hanks, says in a video message on his Instagram that the couple is still in self-quarantine. Hanks and Wilson believed to be at a penthouse apartment where they've been staying while Hanks was working on a movie about Elvis Presley. An Iraqi base hosting U.S.-led coalition and NATO forces coming under rocket attack again. Iraq's military is saying that rockets slammed into the base south of Baghdad late last night. No word on whether there were any casualties. The base houses Spanish troops that are part of the U.S.-led coalition, as well as other NATO training forces. And Amazon is stopping the sale of most versions of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and other Nazi books. The response coming after years of campaigning from Holocaust charities. The ban impacts the main editions produced by publishers, including London's Random House. Jewish groups and charities have been campaigning ever since the late 1990s to stop the online retailer from selling copies of Hitler's Evil Manifesto. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.